Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Daniel chapter 11, we finished our study of the Northern Army versus the Southern Army. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom closes the message today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When Revelation 20, 14 and 15 says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire," that's true. When the Bible says those in that place have no rest day or night forever and ever, that's true. When the Bible, especially with Jesus Christ speaking in Matthew 7, says that broad is the way, and wide is the gate that leadeth into destruction, and many there be that go therein, and narrow is the way, and straight that leadeth unto life. What did Jesus mean by that? He meant that there is only one way to heaven. Now, today you'll hear people say there are many roads to heaven. Well, they can say that. That's their opinion. It may even be their belief. However, the Bible teaches differently. And the Bible is absolutely right. My friend, you better trust the Word of God rather than the philosophies of men. And so the Word of God tells us in Matthew 7, when Jesus is speaking, many will be in that day that will say, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name we have cast out devils. In thy name we have done many wonderful works." And then will I profess unto them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Now, isn't that interesting? Jesus says, "I never, not that I used to know you, but somehow you lost it. No, I never knew you." You see, these people thought through their preaching, their many wonderful good works, even casting out devils, even miraculous works, that, boy, they're going to heaven. They've earned it. My friend, Jesus did the work for salvation. And he did the only acceptable work for salvation. You cannot work. You cannot earn it. In Ephesians 2, 8, 9, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." My friend, you're not going to go to heaven by your efforts. We need to understand that Jesus also said in that same sermon, that not everyone that saith unto me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is that will of the Father in heaven? Well, we find out in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, where it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Yes, my friend, God wants you to repent. And so, my friend, we understand that Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is God in heaven and God is the Spirit, took on flesh that he might become a man. He existed in eternity past, but he was born of a virgin. But the seed was of God. Therefore, his blood was divine blood. His flesh was from Mary. Mary is blessed, but she was not sinless. She offered a sin offering. And in addition to that, my friend, she called him her Savior in Luke chapter 2. Jesus never offered a sin offering, but he became sin for us. My friend, Jesus loves you. Oh, he loves you so much. He did the work at Calvary. Isaiah says, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? When speaks in Isaiah 52 and 53 about the crucifixion. The idea of the arm being revealed is a man rolling up his sleeve and undertaking a great, heavy load of work. Friend, he calls the heavens, the stars, his handiwork, the work of his fingers. He spoke the worlds into existence. But when he came to die for our sins, it was hard labor. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. No, you can't take away your sin. However, believing that Jesus Christ shed his blood for you, because the Bible says without the shedding of blood there is no remission, that is, there's no forgiveness of sin. And so the blood that was shed for us had to be innocent blood. And Jesus shed his innocent blood for your sin and for mine, for all sin, for all time, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, 1 Peter 2 tells us. My friend, when you repent, this is a willingness for Jesus Christ to cleanse and take away all sin from you. You say, does that mean I'll never sin again? Oh, yes, you will. This preacher sins daily. There's not a man walking on the face of this earth that does not sin daily. And so you have people that sin every day. We all do. But we're cleansed from the power of sin. And then, when we're taken to heaven, we'll be cleansed completely from the presence of sin. Isn't that wonderful? But my friend, you can't do anything about your sin, only Jesus. Jesus paid it all. He became the propitiation. He became the payment for our sins. Now, believing he did that for you, and that 3 days later he rose up from the dead, you call upon him to save your soul. What must you do to be saved? To have eternal life? Admit your need. Admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. Now, if you get a kick out of comparing yourself to hypocrites in the church, go ahead. And if you think they really are hypocrites, they'll burn with you side by side in hell. And you avoid going to church because of a hypocrite? And then you're going to live with them for eternity? That's wise. My friend, how ignorant our excuses are. How Satan mocks us before God with the excuses that we give. Now, friend, you're compared to the glory of God, which is Jesus Christ. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Acts 17:30 says that God commands all men everywhere to repent. Turn from your sin and turn from depending on yourself and give your life to Christ. And believing that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, that he was buried and rose from the dead, literally, physically rose from the dead, through prayer, invite him into your life as your Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And my friend, if you're going to try to make it on your own, realize this, you've got to be able to die, your soul go down to hell, raise up out of hell, re-enter your body, and make your body eternal. If you can't do that, you need a Savior. And Jesus Christ is the only way. It's the only way of eternal life. And yet he said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. My friend, God loves you. And he says in Romans 5:8 that God commendeth his love toward us. In the while we were yet sinners, in other words, yet sinners just like we are, Christ died for us. Christ wants to save you. And he says, if you'd call upon him, believing this in your heart, he'd save you. Will you do that right now, right where you are? I'm going to pray a prayer that asks the Lord for salvation. The prayer that I pray will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you're wanting the salvation of God, would you right now, right where you are, pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, then you write us and let us know. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. So let me encourage you to do this. First of all, write us and let us know that you've made this decision. Our announcer will give you our address in just a few moments at the conclusion of this broadcast, as we do each day. He'll also give you our web address if you'd like to email us. Let us know that you've received Christ. Also, I would like to send you, absolutely free, a booklet titled Building Blocks. Building Blocks is a book that was written to instruct you on how to pray, how to read the Bible, to study it, to get more from it, about Bible doctrine, to help you to understand the Bible. It was written to show you what God expects of your life, the kind of church that you ought to go to, and just in general, how to be better prepared for eternity. It talks about prophecy things in there. And I want you to have that book absolutely free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I've asked the Lord to save me, and I would like to have the Building Blocks book. You might already be saved, and you might say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I would like to have the Building Blocks book to disciple some new believers. Well, then I'll send that to you. But I want you to have it, and I want you to use it for the glory of God. A second thing I'd like for you, if you've just asked the Lord to save you, I'd like you to do is, if you already belong to a Bible preaching church somehow, and you just haven't been going, or you just were going but not really saved, and you've made that decision, call the pastor and let him know. And if you just got saved, then look in your yellow pages under Baptist Independent. Call them up. Ask them if they use this good old King James Bible. And if they do, tell them that you've asked the Lord to save you, and you want to know what the next step should be. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. My friends, please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.